The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. There might be some gambling news to talk about. And Roger Goodell finally said something about the call. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Tyler Scott behind the glass if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you send a Raven, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a great show today, Hoffman.
It's going to, I think, percent 1,000.
I'm feeling pretty good about today. I really am. Because we have Aggie basketball tonight, and we're not out early.
Yeah.
So I have high hopes for today's show. So feel free to put odds on anything. And a lot of stuff to get to today. I don't know where I want to start yet because I have two stories that I kind of want to get into. And one of them I kind of feel very much, hey, man, bleep that about. And then the other one I think our listeners probably care more about. So maybe we should start with that.
Okay.
There is a bill in the Texas House that would legalize casino gambling. Now, before you get too excited, they have one of these every session. It never gets out of committee. It never gets voted on. Now, if this one does, then the people will get the vote in November. The idea, which I think is pretty good, be an 18% tax on casino revenue. About half of that would be allocated to the catastrophe fund. So like Harvey relief and things like that.
Cool.
Seems like a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah.
Of course, let's keep in mind the lottery was supposed to go to education, too, and it doesn't. Yeah. But theoretically, if this gets through and gets approved, there would be a vote in November.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, obviously, my thoughts are, yeah, that'd be great. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
No, it probably isn't, no.
But, you know.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess I've seen too many of these things come up before and just never go anywhere.
Yeah.
But basically, a guy from Beaumont filed the bill. It would guarantee casino licenses in Harris, Galveston, Jefferson, Nueces, and Bexar counties.
Okay.
So there would be one here. I'm less interested in this than I used to be because all I do is poker and horses.
Right.
And
we don't need.
And we got poker rooms here now.
Yeah.
And then I can go to Lions and get a better experience than I would get in a casino.
But can we assume that if they bring a casino here, that they probably would go ahead and legalize sports betting since that's happening in so many places anyway?
I don't know. If they do, that would be great. It doesn't mention sports betting in here. It doesn't get into details of what we'd be able to bet on. If it's just slot machines, you can have it. I got no interest in that.
Yeah.
But some people do, and some people love those things, especially olds.
Yeah.
Well, older than me. I'm not to that point yet where I'm the guy sitting there, you know, with the oxygen tank pulling the arm on the – well, I guess you don't pull the arm on them anymore. You just push buttons.
Right.
And go one after another for hours and hours and hours. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, what are the odds Cody Parker is the starting kicker for the Bears next season? 0%.
Is he done?
Yeah, there's no way they're bringing him back. What are the odds if it got to a ballot in November, it would pass? I feel pretty good that it would pass. I don't think it would even be close, to be honest with you. I think the people want it. And, you know, I think people are tired of going over to Louisiana all the time. I know Louisiana doesn't want it. Oklahoma doesn't want it. New Mexico, Arkansas. But, yeah, I think it would pass. I just... And, you know, I'd like the people to get an opportunity to vote on it because that's, you know, that's how things should work. And then if it gets beaten, you'll never hear me talk about it again.
Nope.
Because the people said, hey, we don't want it.
I might disagree with you on 0% on Cody Parkey.
I don't know. Did you listen to any of the postseason interviews with Bears management?
No, but I am looking at his contract and... The Bears would have to have, there'd be $5.2 million in dead money if they cut him this year. If they cut him next year, it drops down to $1.1 million. $5.2 million, that's a lot to stomach on a kicker.
You shouldn't have paid him that much.
Well, yeah, they signed him to a four-year deal. This was the first of 4 years on his deal. So I'm going to go with, he'll be back next year.
No, they'll cut him. I don't think there's any way they bring him back. They'll take the hit. They can't. That's one of those that...
Especially once they, you know, when they dug into it a little more and they said, oh, well, the kick was actually blocked.
Yeah, but I think there was other stuff that happened, him going on TV and talking about it and things like that that they weren't happy with. So I don't think there's any chance he comes back.
Okay.
Brother Bear says, what are the odds? I just finished Jesus Just Left Chicago. Book 10 was my best. Can't wait to read Michael's story if it happens. Michael and the Edo murders prior to meeting Jesse Christian. I'm not done writing about Michael. There's a tease for you. And if you want the book, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's print version, Kindle, Nook, you name it, Apple Books. Check it out. And if you buy it and bring it somewhere, I'll be happy to sign it, as I did today. So, as you guys were drinking whiskey.
Sorry. I'm surprised you didn't take a little try.
I'm not, well, last night was supposed to be my night off from drinking, and then we decided to go out to dinner. And by the way, great date place, that Rustic downtown.
Yeah.
Really good beer selection. The food's fantastic, and it's just a nice atmosphere. So if you're looking for a date place, and it's not as expensive as you would think, but I haven't had a bad dish there yet, and I'm about halfway through the menu now.
Jeez.
They also have a brunch. So yeah, I'm
surprised you're halfway through the menu because you're typically a guy who
I find something I like and I stick with it.
That's it.
Well, I think I found what I like on this menu and I'm going to stick with it, but I'm trying some other things just because I want to have something that's bad so I can say, okay, now I can lock in on this.
Okay.
But so far, man, it's been really, everything's been good. So did that. So I'm not drinking today.
All right.
I'm taking a day off.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
I just had one little pour. Tyler had one little pour.
Yeah, but see, that whiskey is so good that after one little pour, by the time I get home, I'm going to be like, man, I need some more good whiskey.
Yeah.
That's my flaw.
The good news is that that whiskey's so good, and whiskey neat, if you haven't heard their podcast.
Yeah, Christopher Hart's podcast, really good podcast, which we've done before.
The great thing about that podcast is they come in with whiskey that's so good that I don't have it at my house. So I can't have whiskey that good when I get home. So I'll just drink it here.
It's funny, I've got about four bottles of really good whiskey, and I don't touch them for months at a time. But then when I start drinking it, it'll be like, okay.
I've got a couple bottles that I keep, but they're like
There's nothing like what Christopher has.
Special occasion stuff.
He's got stuff from the 30s.
Yeah. Well, he said today he's got a bottle of 1918 medicinal bourbon.
Yeah.
He said it tastes like trash, but it's a piece of American history. So, it's kind of cool. But
yeah. That kind of stuff I love to try because it may be garbage, but
yeah.
You know, you can say, hey, man, I drank something from 1918.
Yeah.
This is Al Capone stuff. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And you can always hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on the text line and put odds on everything, and we will definitely try to get to them. Rico asked a really good question, and I get asked this a lot. What are the odds on which will be legalized first in Texas, gambling or weed? I've always said weed is more likely than gambling.
I have too, but
maybe because we're there's wrong. We may wind up being wrong, and if because I think that there's not the money coming in from the other states to prevent weed, like there is gambling,
right?
And there's so many politicians that are taking money from Louisiana casinos and stuff like that to keep it from happening here that I just don't believe it'll ever happen. And that's, you know, but weed, and I have friends who are trying to get weed legalized because they want to open, they want to open dispensaries, and they are pretty confident, but they're also biased. So it's hard to say.
Right.
But I would still say weed, but this is interesting because that I think tying that to Harvey relief, who doesn't want to be
future hurricane relief?
Right, a future hurricane. Who doesn't want to be attached to that?
I mean, it's a good look.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a politician and you're against hurricane relief, you're probably not going to do too well.
People don't like you that much. Yeah.
So.
But like you said, education's a big thing for people too, and you can say that.
Well, still, they still say it helps education, and that's a total myth.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things that get said, like when they write it out, this is what's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
like,
the toll road was supposed to be paid for.
We've talked about that before. The toll road, once Beltway 8 was paid off, it was supposed to become just a regular road. Beltway 8's been paid off like six times over. It's paid for Hardy Toll Road and West Park Tollway and every other toll road, Fort Bend Toll Road, all these toll roads, it's paid for, and you still got to pay to drive on Beltway 8.
Yeah.
And it's not going away. Let's face it. They make too much money off of that thing. Why would it go away? But they'll always say things, and it may be in the beginning that's the, right, the plan, but eventually do what they want.
And the thing is, the bill changes too as it goes from, you know, House to Senate and everything else. It may not look what the final one might not look like what has been put out there. Now, Lamont mentions weed is practically legal in most metro cities in Texas. Yeah, it's just it would be. We're talking big business for the state, though, because they could tax them. And right now, they're not getting any tax off of it because it's all coming from Colorado and places like that. All right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Cliff asks, what are the odds of Patriots win? Will Brady or Belichick retire? Brady said there's no chance. Maybe he changes his mind if they win. But I'm still going to say less than 10%. I think, in Brady's case, the guy loves playing football. I think he's going to play until he drops dead out there. Or, you know, his arm goes Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I think if Manning's arm hadn't have gone, he'd still be playing.
He might be.
So, I'd be surprised. Belichick, it's hard to read. At some point, I think
I think he's going to ride it out as long as he's got Tom Brady around.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, obviously, we've been hearing that they don't get along as well as they once did.
Well, they've been together so damn long. At some point,
yeah, it's like us. Eventually, we get tired of each other.
Yeah, I mean, well, that happened 8 years ago, but you know, we still make it work. Still winning.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a call real quick. Tobin What's up, Tobin? Tobin?
Yes, sir.
You're on. Go.
Hey, got a quick question. Why don't the Texans let go of Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson and go after, like, Landon Collins? And then get you a good offensive lineman in the first round and draft DBs in the second round.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not as easy as just letting those guys go. I mean, I think that the secondary is going to look a lot different. Would I like to see him go after Landon Collins? Sure. Landon Collins is a hell of a player.
But a lot of teams are going to want him.
And he's going to command a pretty penny.
And he'll also go, you know, he's going to go where he wants to go. And yeah, would I make a run at him? Absolutely. Sure. But I think if I'm them, I try to bring back Mathieu. But I'm also talking to him to find out what the price is going to be and if he's interested.
Yeah.
And if he is, then yeah, I'd look at that certainly. But, it's not as simple as, oh, let's just go after him and he'll come. Remember last year they went after Nate Solder, and where did he wind up? What are the odds the Texans would have been a better team if O'Brien had kept Phillips as a defensive coach? I don't think that would have mattered. They have a pretty good defensive coordinator who's very similar. He's an old guy who's good at it.
Well, everybody wants him to be fired.
Well, I do think it's maybe time for him to go, just like, and again, the same thing happened with Kubiak here. It's at some point, guys, he was bitter that he didn't get the head coaching job. I don't think he would have stayed. So it's,
although he admitted today, in fact, Wade Phillips did, that he's not a very good head coach. And he said, I've just realized that, and I'm going to stick to being a defensive coordinator because that's what I'm good at.
Yeah, well, took him a while.
Yeah.
Because even after he left here, he kept tweeting out his resume when coaches were hired.
He also brought up that, obviously Saints fans are upset, but it's not the first time a team's gotten screwed. He mentioned when he was the head coach of the Buffalo Bills against the Tennessee Titans.
That wasn't a screw job.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Definitely.
That was a play that, unfortunately, however you called that, it wasn't going to get overturned. You couldn't tell. I mean, we've all watched that play a thousand times.
There was no replay at the time anyway.
No, but even if there had been, you wouldn't. No, there was replay.
Was there?
I think there was, because I think they reviewed that.
Maybe so.
Pretty sure. I could be wrong. I'm an old. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time. I was in the Army. That was the last time before, not this postseason, obviously, but last postseason. That was the last time the Bills had made the playoffs. So it's been a long ass time.
Yeah. Robert wants to know whether the odds an NFL game in Chicago would be canceled today if they were playing. Well, fortunately, they don't play on Wednesday. But have you seen the weather there? It's minus 10 is the high.
Brutal.
That's Fahrenheit. Minus 10 Fahrenheit. Minus 21 is the low. And a wind chill warning on top of that. So it's just brutal there. The good news is, if there were a game there by Sunday, it's going to be back in the 40s. But today, it's just ridiculous. And I saw Toronto, too, that, they're minuses. So this time of year, you stay inside, unless you're homeless.
Yeah.
But
I mean, even if you're homeless, I'd try to stay inside.
Yeah, well,
might be frowned upon, but you could try. Yeah,
somebody should let you in, because that's you're not going to last very long in that weather. So Goodell today, speaking to the Saints play, he finally addressed it. Did you see that?
No.
And
oh, I did. Goodell's. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
see.
Yeah. He came out and said, we understand the frustration they feel whenever the officiating is part of the discussion. It's not a good thing, but we also know our officials are human. We will look again at instant replay. Should replay be expanded? He then says it's a play that should be called.
He also said that he doesn't think adding an eighth official would help get everything right, which I tend to agree with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to get it perfect,
because
that's understandable.
Because what if it's on the other side of the field and that official's on this side of the field? He also says technology is not going to solve all these issues. The game is not officiated by robots. It's not going to be, but we have to continue to go down that path of technology. I think Skynet would do a better job of officiating. Here's my problem with this, with, you know, him finally addressing this. When it comes to players and coaches, and this isn't all Roger Goodell, I'm going to put this on his PR staff too. they will eat their own. I mean, let's the whole bounty thing, way overdone, way overpunished. Deflated balls was way overplayed, way overpunished. What was the other one? There was one other one. The spying thing. Way everybody has done these little things. They're just little things in baseball everybody tries to do. You caught them, you slap them on the wrist, you move on. You don't make them national things. Instead, they if it involves a player or a coach, then they're going to try to bury them. But if it's your officials or anything related to the league, guess what? Up,
they're
human error.
Cover up for them, yeah.
Human error. Gosh, yeah, this call should have been made, but sorry you're frustrated. And to me, it's the most tone-deaf league on the planet, man, that they go after guys for minor infractions and turn them into murder charges, basically. And the bounty thing, my goodness, that's a step above a parking ticket. Coaches have done this for years. Players have done it for years. Just tell them, no, don't do it. It's a bad look with all these concussions and injuries. And, oh, by the way, we'll flag you when you do it. But, no, we're going to turn this into a month-long referendum on, oh, how evil it was that Greg Williams did this. And the same thing, and that's why at the Patriots, he's done everything he can to go after them, whether it's Brady, whether it's Belichick. But, no, it's officials. Huh? Human error. I would submit that this is more egregious than any of those things by far, and that's your response. And it's a week late.
Yeah.
You know,
it would have been nice to see him address this up front, but I mean.
Yeah, and if you're going to, and I get that you want to, and listen, human error, I get it. Not fan of it, I get it. But be consistent. You know, the refs aren't the ones that people are paying to see.
No.
And Roger Goodell, they're not paying to see NFL games because of you.
Well, here's my question, Fred, and this is what I ask everybody. Do you think, are you one of these guys who believes that the referee saw that play, knew it should have been called, and said, you know what, I'm going to screw the Saints here?
No, I don't believe that. Of course, all this story comes out that there's a guy that waved off the other officials from Los Angeles. That's not a good sign.
Well, the other thing is, I think apparently the Rams were like 0-8 with this officiating crew going in. Like they were, there was the Rams thought about vetoing this crew before the game even started.
And that might have been, and you can't tell me that's not in their heads though either. We don't want them to go 0-9 because then they're going to say we're trying to keep them out.
But unless you think that an official intentionally screwed over a team, like for the sake of screwing them over, I mean, it's kind of a get over it thing.
Well, you know I mean? I'm with you, but I don't know if he did or not. And that's the thing. There's no way to know what was in that guy's head, whether it was just incompetence or whether it was done intentionally.
You like to assume no. I mean, there is a possibility.
Absolutely.
There is obviously a possibility of yes, but I mean,
I think it's a very slim possibility, but yeah, there's also, if there's a chance of that, and that is the case, then oh boy, now you got issues. But the reality to me is, I think it was just an awful call,
just a missed call
and a terrible mistake by,
and it just happened to come at a really bad time.
Yeah, if it happens in the first quarter, we're not talking about it.
Nope.
But when it happened, when it did, but the reality of it is, you know, okay, it's a human error. Yeah, I would be roasting the guy if you're going to roast Tom Brady over slightly deflated footballs or Greg Williams over telling his guys to go after certain players. Give me a break.
The reality is that because these are part-time employees, technically. The NFL is able to sort of hide them.
Yeah.
Maybe this brings up the point that maybe they shouldn't be part-time employees. Maybe these guys' full commitment should be to being an NFL referee all year.
Because this clown who made this call is off doing college basketball right now.
Right.
And probably screwing those games up. I'm guessing he's not very good at that job either.
So maybe you find guys, because the NFL makes so many billions of dollars, maybe you find guys who this is their sole job is to referee NFL games, and during the offseason, just like the players, your job is to try to get better in the offseason as well.
Well, and Lamont brings up something we've talked about a lot. What's the logic of refs not talking to the media like players and coaches?
That's what it is. It's their part-time employees.
Well, they should have post-game with the refs where you can say, hey, what were you thinking on this play? Because I'd like to know what the guy was thinking.
I'd like that too.
And if he just says, You know, at the time, from the angle I was at, it looked like the ball wasn't catchable. Okay. At least give me some reasoning for it. Instead, you hide, you hide, you hide, and then Goodell comes out a week later and says, well, he missed a call, human error. That is, especially in a world where gambling's legal now, that is not going to go over very well.
All right, guys, if 2018 was yet another year of I'm going to get out of this bad job one of these days, I'm going to start making more money one of these days, why haven't you considered an IT career? And if it's because you're not a math genius or a computer whiz, that doesn't matter. It's because it's not rocket science. It's my computer career. And helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. That's what they do. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. You attend classes on campus or live online just a couple times a week. It'll be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 asks, if the Texans overpay for Trent Brown at the left tackle and draft a right tackle, would that solidify their offensive line? Oh, if it solidify it, but they'd be better. And you know what? If you overpay for Trent Brown, I'm okay with that. You're trying to get better at a position of weakness, and the reality is I don't know how good he will be because, as we've talked about before, you can count on one hand the Patriots who've gone elsewhere and had the same kind of success, but I'd be okay with that. They have to do something, and if you overpay, you overpay. That's what you have to do in free agency because you're always paying guys for what they did, not necessarily what they're going to do, so I'd be okay with that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I wanted to read this text because, I mean, I've heard a lot of people talking about it. It said, the story of this HPD shootout this past Monday isn't adding up. If the couple killed in their home was selling heroin, why was no heroin located inside the home after the raid? Was proper police protocol followed when undercover officers entered the home? Something isn't adding up here. Thoughts? We don't have enough details to say something isn't adding up. I mean, they could have easily sold all the heroin there. And the reality is I think people always want to question police officers when something like this happens. I think we'll get more details. And if it turns out that something doesn't add up, we'll talk about it. But right now,
it's tough to say. I will say one thing that's come from this, and as the I guess as the questions start to pop up, I heard the chief of police say today that officers don't wear body cams when serving warrants. Doesn't that seem like
That seems
a key time to be wearing a body cam?
Yeah, and from what I understand, when they broke in, I guess a pit bull was about to attack him, and they shot the dog.
Right. So
if you break into my house and shoot my dog, I'm probably going to shoot
at you. Yeah,
but if you've identified yourself as a police officer.
But they didn't. It's a no-knock. It was a no-knock serve, so they basically just busted down the door.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation. I don't know enough about police protocol to say one way or the other. I mean, obviously, if you know you're dealing with cops, you probably shouldn't be shooting at them. Yeah. But, again, like you said, if somebody kicks in your door and shoots your dog, if you've got a gun in reach, it's not unreasonable to start firing off rounds.
Yeah, although if you've got a gun that close to you, then you probably were expecting something too. And let's be honest. But I don't know. I mean, the more the details come out, more we'll find out. But I, you know, I'm not going to go so far as say something doesn't add up. I just think that, yeah, and if there's something, not wearing body cams, that doesn't make any sense.
That's what I said. I don't get it.
Yeah, just for your own. Now, and if you got that many officers there, you might be expecting trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd want all of it on tape. But
that was the part that was most confusing to me when they said, yeah, it's policy not to wear body cameras when serving warrants. Like, the first thing I thought was, man, that seems like a policy that should change immediately.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Is that Lou? Okay, let's go with Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Cowboy fan here that hates the Saints fan base and their team with a passion. I guess I'm a little confused here. When that play happened and they kicked the field goal, did they take the lead in that game?
Yes. Was that? Yes, they took the lead in that game. I'm not sure where you were. You know what? It's kind of funny to me to see this Saints fan versus Cowboys fan now. It's like they hate each other.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either, but it's fun.
Yeah.
You guys keep hating each other.
Hate on.
Yeah, I like the. That's one of those that, you know, from now on, if I'm at a bar and I see somebody in a Saints jersey and somebody in a Cowboys jersey, I'm just going to roll the ball out there and let them go after it.
Yep.
So, hey, are you doing a Super Bowl party or are you just watching home? Or
watching with some buddies.
Yeah, I'm going to stay at home by myself because the wife's out of town, so I'm on dog duty all week. So I'm just going to watch it at home. But would you like to know how much Americans will eat when they go out?
Ooh, yeah.
88 million pounds of cheese.
I'm going to eat a lot of cheese.
1.38 billion chicken wings.
I'm going to eat chicken wings.
Yeah, you know what I'm probably going to do is I'll probably Uber eat some Big City wings or something for the
game.
That's
a good call.
10 million pounds of ribs.
I don't know if ribs are on the menu for me.
8 million pounds of guacamole.
There will be some of that.
14,500 tons of chips.
No chips for me. I'm using pork rinds.
See, I like chips and salsa during games.
I'm trying to not be on the chips, so pork rinds it is for me.
Okay. 4 million pounds of pretzels.
No pretzels.
Not me. 3.8 million pounds of popcorn.
No popcorn.
2.5 million pounds of nuts.
I don't think any nuts.
Yeah, nuts doesn't strike me as a Super Bowl thing.
Popcorn? People eat popcorn for the Super Bowl?
You know what they don't have here? And this is, and maybe the cheese counts as this. To me, Super Bowl is pizza and wings.
Yeah.
That's your game meal, right?
Maybe you could throw in some sliders.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically, it's a bar food type of thing. Even at home. I mean, you're not grilling up steaks for Super Bowl, generally. And some people probably do. But here's one that I'll probably participate in. 50 million cases of beer.
Yeah.
Seems right, huh? Says over 48 million Americans will order takeout or have food delivered. Here we go. 60% of that is pizza orders. That makes sense. The Calorie Control Council estimates that the average Super Bowl calorie consumption is 2,400 calories just for the duration of the actual football game.
How many?
2,400. That feels a little high.
Just during the game?
Just during the game. But I guess if you count alcohol, like if I have wings and alcohol, it's probably pretty close to 2,400.
Yeah.
So they say that's about the same amount that you should consume per day. I actually try to do less than that. I try to come in around 2,000. Apparently they did a study that tracked grocery purchases of 200 American households in a seventh-month period and found that more calories were consumed on Super Bowl Sunday, more than Christmas and even Thanksgiving, which I find surprising because I attend Thanksgiving.
Right.
You always overeat. But the study found that Americans consume more than 6,000 calories on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
It's a lot of calories.
Better hit that gym, huh?
Yeah.
On Monday. But, yeah, just thought I would share that. I don't think I will be doing 6,000 calories. In fact, I can pretty safely say no.
I'm going to try my damnedest. I'm just kidding.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, I don't understand that animosity. There's a lot of Cowboys fans that live in NOLA. And there's a lot of Cowboys fans that live here, and there's animosity there, too.
Yep.
But somebody says, how many pounds of crawfish would you guess? Because that's what we have. I bet crawfish here is a...
It's probably a bigger thing than it is in other places.
Yeah, because this is a... this is a national study. So, does that make a queso blanco with beef mixed in that's seasonal with Taco Bell seasoning for the meat and some jalapenos in it? It's a bleeped up level of delicious. That sounds delicious.
Man, doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, guys, if, you're probably driving and looking at your phone. Don't do that, okay? Don't be looking at your phone when you're driving because you might get in a wreck and then you're going to need better car insurance. So when you get home, take a look at your phone and go get that better car insurance, and it's Go Car Insurance. And they've been trying to get your attention because they're here in Texas. They're on the iPhone exclusively, the very first on-demand car insurance app. It's incredibly fast. You just download the app, scan your license, you get a quote in 60 seconds. Everything's managed through the app. There's no more paperwork or waiting on hold, and you're in control. They can cut out a lot of the fees you see other places and give you money back. It's finally a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. None of that insurance jargon that nobody gets. Go make your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store forever. And now's the time to get in on that. You're doing everything else on your iPhone. Why not your car insurance? Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance, G-O. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you haven't checked out Sports Map today, please do. SportsMap.com. Lots of great stuff on there. And we have smashed our record for page views for the month of January. So we hit a milestone this month that we hadn't hit before. So site continues to grow. Right now there's a video from Joe Blank. He says signing Jadeveon Clowney long-term would be a mistake because he wants him to go to the Packers, I'm sure.
No problem.
Just kidding, Joel. Palillo has, I think, an interesting topic because I was doing a podcast today that I'll tell everybody about here as soon as I get the link. But and they asked me about James Harden and his streak, and Palillo asked, his streak continues, but the minutes catching up with him. And I think that's something that, as we move forward, you want him fresh for the playoffs. So, because that's always a question with him, right?
Yeah.
So is it a great thing that he's out there piling up minutes and points and stuff necessarily?
I mean, the best thing that can happen to you is, if you're the Rockets, you're either winning in blowout fashion and you can sit him late in games, or you're losing in blowout fashion, and you can just say, you know what, let's rest James.
Yeah. Well, there hadn't been a lot of winning in blowout fashions here recently.
No, there hasn't. And, you know, it's funny because when you look at what James has done in the last 10 games, your immediate thought is, wow. I mean, and it's pretty amazing on an individual level, but the Rockets are, what are they in the, I mean, 6-4 over their last 10?
Yeah.
Eight and seven or something over the last 15. They're just meh.
Yeah.
Spurs passed them up in the standings last night.
And they've got to work Chris Paul back in. And I think that Harden's load gets less and less, theoretically, with Chris Paul back as he gets more healthy and more acclimated. A couple of other things we have on there. Joel's got a video, Correa versus Bregman, who finishes with a better career, which I have to say is a fair topic now.
Yeah.
Maybe not something that I ever thought was going to happen, but it is. Jerry Bow has his Bookie Busters as well. So lots of great stuff on Sports Map. Go and check that out. And you got a lot of people texting about the shootings and speculating and what if this and what if that. Let's let this play out. And I mean, they're investigating. Those officers are on leave because they have to be. And let's let the facts come out before we start the what ifs.
Yeah.
So, Mott says, hypothetically, if an employee left the Blitz for another station doing the exact same job for the exact same money in a crappier environment, what would you think about that situation? I'm looking at you, Bill O'Brien. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I think in Ryan's case, it's either he didn't want to work for Bill O'Brien anymore or Bill O'Brien didn't want him anymore and was nice about it to let him go take another job.
Could be.
Or maybe he's thinking about promoting Wes Welker or something because Welker's getting job offers.
Yeah.
So there's probably another move that's about to happen that's going to make sense. Do you see who he replaced in Detroit?
No.
George Gotze.
There you go.
They just keep recycling these turds.
Yep. And you know, I think what you said is one possibility. I still think the possibility that maybe it's not easy to work for Bill O'Brien if you're an offensive coach because he's...
Yeah, I did mention that he may not want to work for Bill O'Brien.
Right. Mm. Or it may be that Bill O'Brien doesn't want him around, like you said.
Yeah, it's one of those two things to me, because you don't leave.
It doesn't make sense to go work with Matt Stafford when you can work with Deshaun Watson at this point.
Yeah, because there's an up arrow on Watson and
right.
Stafford, it's... Who knows?
At best, it's a straight line.
Yeah.
You've probably seen the best of Matt Stafford is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen... Well, the what was it? Five games or whatever? Or, how many games did he have?
Well, six and a half games
that first year. You may have seen the best of Deshaun Watson, but I still think you're going to see more good out of Deshaun Watson going forward than you will Matt Stafford.
I would agree, but and I think, you know, to me, this is another hire that whatever he does here, I hope he goes outside of his comfort zone, because otherwise you're just confirming everything we say about you, O'Brien, is that you know, you want your buddies, you want people who are going to be yes men, you know, that I don't know that you can ever get where you want to get like that.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, they always do those which state is rooting for what team Super Bowl maps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'd be too surprised by this one.
No, New England area cheering for the Pats.
Montana, interestingly. Louisiana cheering for the Pats for yeah. obvious reasons. Hawaii, the Carolinas, and Kentucky, and that's about it.
Everybody else Rams?
Yeah, everybody else is Rams.
Yeah. What's it say about Nevada?
Nevada's Rams.
Oh.
Yeah, but basically, there's your map.
Okay.
It's all gold.
Oh, that's not Montana. I think that's North Dakota.
Is it?
Montana's the real big one right to the left of it. That's big sky country.
It's one of those useless states that eight people live in.
How dare you, sir?
That I fly over on my way to Saskatchewan.
Is it part of Monster Dakota?
Maybe that's what it is.
There was like a petition to join both of them and rename it that.
Huh. That, yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a Dakota.
I have not.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. I don't know if I want to do this, because I'm so close to banning him like everybody else. I'm going to give him a shot. Oh, you, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I wanted to explain this Cowboys-Saints animosity back and forth from like a scientific perspective. Naturally, opposites are going to attract, and then likes tend to repel themselves. So the Cowboys and the Saints both suck, so naturally they're going to push back or repel each other.
Okay. Well, I mean, it could have been worse. Can we agree?
Yeah. Yeah. It could have been a lot better. So just this thing Todd sent us. The Houston Press did?
I did see it.
It had best radio station for 2019.
Look at us.
Is ESPN 97.5.
Huh.
But the interesting part about the story says has some of the most talented personalities in the city, including guys like Lance Zierlein and John Granato, still the best pairing of morning sports talk hosts in the city's history, and Raheel Ramzanali and Del Olalay.
No mention
who managed
of
us. To stick out the myriad numbers of changes at the various Gal stations over the year.
Well,
no mention of the number one show in the city for an entire year.
All right. Well,
what did you get called that one time?
Local programming.
Would have been nice to have some local programming mentioned. That would have been a positive. But it's all because of Raheel and Dell.
I mean, I get the Lance and John; those guys are legends in this market. But man, we get billing behind Raheel and Dell. I mean, Adele's a producer.
I got nothing.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, go play poker at Lions. Feel better about life.
We're more respected at Lions than we are.
We're
treated better.
They at least know who we are.
Yeah,
and they got a tournament tonight. It's 6:30. It's a hold'em tournament with a $90 buy-in with rebuys and an add-on. How about this? $9,000 guaranteed.
Nice.
And it starts at 6:30, but you can late register up until 8:40. And they have so many tournaments. They have tournaments in the afternoon. They've got the one tonight, the weekend tournament. They just did the big $30,000 guarantee. They're throwing guaranteed money at you on the weekends, and it's a terrific place. George and Najib run a great, great room, and I love it. It's better than any place we play in Vegas.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you haven't been by, I really recommend you do. It's it's located pretty centrally here in the Galleria area, 6134 Richmond Avenue. Right over there by Dave and Buster's, and it is a Vegas-style atmosphere, great food, BYOB, which is nice. I think that's a big benefit. TVs all over the place. Whatever you want to watch, they got you covered with the TVs. And again, I can tell you about this all day. You've got to go in and see it for yourself. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about tournaments and special events they've got coming up. And like I said, go in, 6134 Richmond Avenue here in Houston. Check them out. It's Lions Poker Palace. I'm carrying a load and stepping out of line.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.